it's interesting to watch the interaction between Avraham and between Hashem in the dealings with Sodom and wonder, is this just another day at the Arab Shuk? Is it just another day of going back and forth? Is there 50? Is there 45? Okay, I'll settle at 10. Why do we spend so much time and so much attention is given to the back and forth between Avraham and Hashem? It just seems a little bit unnecessary. In the end, we know that Sodom is not going to be able to make it. That's how depraved the area was. They could not even muster in 5 cities 10 decent people. Lot is considered a decent person, and we get a sense in watching him that he's not a tzaddik. He's just an okay person. There are some redeeming qualities. So why is it that we spend so much time in these negotiations? I think perhaps a understanding of it comes from what man's purpose is on the planet. It's very easy to be loyal to your family, even if your family is not terribly impressive. We love our family, and therefore we will go above and beyond, and we'll jump in traffic, and we'll go through hoops to take care of our family. And our people, we stand behind. Yeah, we're all good with that. But are you able to stand up for people in the world that you have nothing to really do with? At best, they're your distant neighbors. Avram didn't live that close to Sodom and Amorah. He could have looked the other way and said, all right, they're bad people. I think what the Torah wants to tell us is something profoundly incredible about Avram Avinu. It's that Avram Avinu recognized that there was value to everyone. And so he says to God, before you are willing to write off 5 cities, just tell me that there's no one there at all that's worth being redeemed. And if you tell me that, I'll accept. But if you don't tell me that, if you tell me that these people are just in need of someone to be their advocates, then I'll be the advocate. I think it's amazing because so often we're willing to advocate for those people that are like us, for those people that are related to us. But as we get more and more distant from us, it becomes harder and harder. Avram Avinu tells us that you can't play like that. Avram Avinu tells us that you need to worry about any human being because after all, isn't every human being created B'Tzelem Elokim? And if you recognize that everybody has B'Tzelem Elokim in them, then you gotta make sure that you do your very best to advocate for everyone. What an incredible lesson. Have a great day.